ID.
And we say check, check, check.
Check, check. Check, check, check.
Check your booty.
Check your booty.
Not shake your booty, check your booty.
Check your booty.
Check your booty.
Check your booty.
Check your booty. Welcome to Frank and Paul's BS Time. And Paul is not in the office today. He's out doing Paul things. He's a very busy person. And today, I have a very special little lady with me. I have my daughter, Gianna. Say hi, G.
Hi.
We had a very busy weekend, didn't we, G?
Yep, we did.
We had a very busy weekend.
Yep.
So, what did we do this weekend?
So, this weekend we cut my hair.
You cut your hair?
Yeah, to donate with kids with cancer.
Kids, sick kids, yes, with cancer or whoever needs it.
Yep.
So, we're going to talk about... Well, everybody, there's a lot of people that donate their hair, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk about why you decided to donate your hair, right?
Yeah.
All right, because you were very sick yourself when you were a baby.
Yeah, I was throwing up a lot.
Throwing up a lot, I know. So when you were born, the doctor knew something was wrong right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was something wrong with your eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what started the whole thing. Something wrong was wrong with Gigi's eyes.
Yeah.
Yep. By the way, everybody calls her Gigi.
Yeah.
Or G for short.
Yeah.
Right? So your journey started when you popped right out.
Yep.
And the doctor said, nope, something's wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down to Westchester that night you were born, and they didn't know what was wrong, but they said, we're going to send you home anyway. So we went and picked mommy up.
Yep.
And we came home.
Yep.
And then we've come to find out there was more problems.
Yep.
More problems.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do every day, multiple times?
Threw up.
Threw up all the time. And everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. And that wasn't very good. So we back to the doctor we went.
Yep.
And the doctor, your pediatrician said, I don't know what's wrong. You're going to have to go see a different doctor.
Can I say it?
So then we went up to Albany mm-hmm. Medical Center.
Yeah.
And we found out that you had problems with your belly and your mm-hmm. digestion.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And they knew there was more wrong. Something was wrong with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we spent... Oh, gosh. I don't even know how many months in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember because you were a baby.
Yeah, but I bet it took a long time.
Yeah, we were in there for months. We slept mm-hmm. at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out, oh, yeah, well, now we got to try this milk and this formula and this formula and this formula. And what did you keep doing still?
Throwing up.
So then they said, well, this is the last formula we could try. We don't know what's wrong. So then we were on the very last formula you could be on. Mm-hmm. And it still wasn't working correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then what did they have to do? They had to put a Mickey tube
in a Mickey button.
A Mickey button. Remember? Mm-hmm. That was your first operation. Wow. Was a Mickey button. So that's a feeding tube. So you could get fed right into your tummy with a feeding pump. Remember your pump?
Yeah.
And that still wasn't working. You were still doing what?
Throwing up.
So then they had to do more tests, and they found out that your cerebellum, I think that's what it's called, was underdeveloped. So what does that mean? That you can't walk.
Mm-hmm. Right? Can't walk.
You can't walk. Mm-hmm. And you're like shaky sometimes. Mm-hmm. Right? Doesn't your hands shake a little bit?
My eyes blink.
Your eyes blink. So we were finding out more and more things that was wrong with you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you kept doing what? All the time,
Throwing up.
Over and over. And then what was happening to your throat from all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Should you know?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what happened with your throat? It got from all the throwing up. It was burning your throat, remember?
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
Come on, what did we have to go up to the doctors for over and over for? To get your throat stretched.
Throwing up, yep.
And then you had to get your throat stretched, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but we got to the point where Albany couldn't help you anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember where we had to go after Albany? Boston.
Yeah, Boston, that's the one.
Right, and we saw a lot of sick kids in Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went to Boston, they did every test imaginable to find out what was wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did they say? Oh, we finally figured it out. Gigi has... do you remember the name of it?
No, I don't remember.
Gillespie syndrome.
Yeah.
And what were the... Gillespie syndrome was a collection of things that were wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was what? Your eyes.
Yeah,
you have partial aneurysmia in your eyes.
Yeah.
You have the underdeveloped cerebellum.
Mm-hmm.
You have... there was problems with your digestion system.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And then once they figured everything out, we went home, and then you were still throwing up, but it was still burning your throat.
Yep.
Your throat would shrink, and then you would throw up. We'd have to go back to the doctors, and they would stretch your throat and take biopsies, and they kept saying, it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then what did the doctor say? What surgery did we have to get done?
What was it called? My belly surgery.
Your belly surgery. It was called Nissen fundoplication.
Yeah, it was that.
And what happened when you had that?
It was horrible.
It was horrible, right?
Mm-hmm. It hurt.
It hurt a lot.
Yep.
And then we came home after a week of that. And then what happened?
I started feeling a lot of pain again.
A lot of pain again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then where did we wind up again? In the hospital.
The hospital.
Right? We were there for another two weeks or so. Remember, tubes down your nose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I did not like that.
No, you didn't like that either.
Mm-mm.
That was very painful.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Right. But then the doctors finally figured it out. And what now? What do you do now?
I eat more like mommy.
You eat a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite food now?
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Go pizza. And then with all the x-rays and everything that we had from your tummy surgery, what did they find out?
I had scoliosis.
Severe scoliosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your back was very, very bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was crooked like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, oh, boy. And then what did they say we had to do from that?
Surgery
on your back.
Yeah.
And then
that was not fun.
Then where did we go for that? We had to go to
NYU Langone.
NYU Langone down in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that surgery.
Oh my god, it was horrible.
I know.
I had a lot of pains.
There was a lot of pain with that one too.
And a lot of medicine.
Thank God for the medicine.
Yeah. But it was still hurting after the medicine.
Yeah, it was still hurting a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big, big... How long was the surgery? 12 and a half hours?
Wow. And when I went to sleep, I couldn't get comfortable because I had a lot of pain.
I know, and you were crying, remember?
Mm-hmm. Right. Tears.
You were, yeah, tears, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It was very painful.
Mm-hmm.
But you got through it.
Yep.
And now your back feels a lot better, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? And when we were in that hospital, we saw a lot of sick children, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
And a lot of them didn't have hair, right?
No.
And then what happened that one day when we were watching TV? Do you remember?
And then the St. Jude commercial came on, and I asked Mommy, Mommy, why doesn't that child have hair? Because I didn't know what was wrong. And then Mommy explained to me, she has cancer, so I decided to cut my hair and donate it.
Right. You've been through so much, and you saw all these sick children, and you said, I don't want any little girl not to have hair, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So, what did we do this weekend?
I cut my hair.
You cut your hair off.
Yep.
We went to Aunt Tracy's shop.
Yep.
And we cut our hair off to donate mm-hmm. to a little girl.
Yeah, and my friend came too.
Your friend came too, right? You guys did it together.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
awesome.
That
was so fun.
It was so fun. And now it's going to get shipped off and made into a wig for another little girl
mm-hmm.
that's very sick to have hair.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
That's so great that you donated your hair.
Yeah, I'm so glad because I don't want any little kid to get sick and don't have any hair.
I know. We don't want to see any little kid sick.
Yeah.
Right? So that was the one way for us to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We wish all the little kids would get better.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't get better, hopefully the hair will make them feel a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. And I'm glad that you had a little friend that wanted to help you do it too.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, and I don't walk, but now I have a walker that helps me walk.
You have a walker, yes. And you have a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you get around.
Yeah, but sometimes I walk in the classroom.
You walk in the classroom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Class to class.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really great. Wonderful. You feel really good about what you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Yeah, Mommy and Daddy are so proud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's very proud.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a nice story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Story started out bad, though.
Yeah, it started out bad, but it turned out great at the end.
It turned out great at the end. Don't you wish you could hear more stories like that instead of bad stories all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people need to start telling more better stories.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of bad stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be on more of the podcast where we could talk about kid things.
Mm-hmm.
What are some fun kid things to talk about?
Encanto.
Encanto?
Yep.
I know you love that movie.
Yeah. And Elemental.
Elemental.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun. That was a fun movie.
Yeah, that was a hit.
A hit.
Yep.
But I can't believe you just threw Frozen away. That was like your big hit. Now all of a sudden it's like Frozen who?
Yeah, but that movie is like old.
Whoa. So just because it's old, you throw it away?
Yeah, it's like for babies.
It's not for babies.
Yeah, but I still think it's old.
Oh, but Daddy's old.
Yeah, I know.
You gonna throw me away?
No.
Well, I said it just because it's old, you're gonna throw it away, and you said yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not nice.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it. Just laugh.
Just laugh. Laughing is good.
Yeah, laugh your heart out.
Laugh your heart out. That's right. Well, very good. So that was such a nice story, G.
Yep. So that was my story about me and when I was a baby, and when I grew and grew, I become so much better.
Becoming so much better and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to be bigger and stronger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you did a nice thing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, too.
Hair.
I know.
Oh, and Mommy.
Mommy's proud of you, too, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Well, we hope whoever has your hair in their wig, it makes them feel very confident. It makes them feel better.
Yep, whoever had that hair will make them feel better.
Yes, it will make them feel better. Mm-hmm. We had a good time talking about it, didn't we?
Yep.
Well, good. Maybe we'll have to have more podcasts.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, G.
Welcome.
Thanks for your story.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.